I'm going to call to order the council meeting for the Borough of Edgewood for July 7th, 2014. Ms. Bastianini, I call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright. Mr. Wilson. Dr. Petrola.
Here.
Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor is able to be communicated with, should that need be, and the solicitor is also in attendance. If we could please stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Unless Officer Christ has anything that he wants to say from the floor. All right, there's no one here at the moment for items from the floor. So we'll entertain a motion to authorize payments of bills and bills for goods and services. Mr. Bright.
Shall I make the comments ahead of time on this?
No, just make the motion, then okay. We comment.
I move to authorize the payment of bills goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee from the General Fund in the amount of $69,517.09, and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $129,604.75, for a total of $199,121.84.
Questions or comments? Mr. Bright?
Well, I'll just mention the three biggest bills. Jet Jack, $108,285 partial payment on the sewer project. And then to Lennon Smith and Solar Array Engineers, $19,568, also connected with the sewer project. And the biggest item here is the health care for the month of August to Teamsters Local 205, $18,212. So those are our biggest items coming out.
I'm sorry, what was the last one to the Teamsters?
That Teamsters Local 205 Welfare Fund, $18,212 and 50 cents.
No, that's our July premium for health care.
Yeah, this is August health care.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Bright. Any other questions or comments?
Is everything okay with the sewer project?
Yes, it is.
Ms. Bustini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Committee Action Resolution 2014-19, the Greenways Trails and Recreation Grant, Dr. Petrola.
I have this. Where is this? I don't have a copy yet. Why? I have my packet. It was all that the Borough of Edgewood of Allegheny County hereby requests the Greenways Trails and Recreation Program grant of $8,500 from the Commonwealth of Allegheny Authority to be used for dog park planning. Be it further resolved that the application does hereby designate Philippe Bastianini, borough manager, as the official to execute all documents agreements between the Borough of Edgewood and the Commonwealth Finance Authority to facilitate and assist in obtaining the requested grant. I, Julie Bastianini, duly qualified secretary of the Borough of Edgewood, Allegheny County, PA, hereby certify that the foregoing is a true and correct copy of the resolution duly adopted by a majority of the Borough of Council. The Borough of Edgewood had a regular meeting held on the 7th of July, 2014. Said resolution for appropriate minutes of the Borough of Edgewood remains in effect as of this date. And witness thereof, I affix my hand and attach the seal of the Borough of Edgewood the 7th day of July, 2014.
Questions or comments, Ms. Bastianini?
This grant is a planning grant for to look at updating our Parks and Recreation Plan.
Any questions or comments regarding that? Ms.
Bassini,
call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And resolution 2014-19 passes. Waste Management Option Year 2. Dr. Petrola.
I move to exercise the option to extend the garbage recycling contract agreement with Waste Management Incorporated for the next calendar year, 2015, with terms of the current contract with Waste Management. This will result in a 40-cent increase per month.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bassanini?
This is the last option year in our current Waste Management contract. We've had no major problems or issues with them. As the motion said, it's a 40-cent increase for the month. It's a $4.80 increase per year. They bill our homeowners and residents directly. And so this is the same motion that we did last year, just extending it for another year. And then at this time, next year, we'll go out for bids again.
Julian, I spoke today. There's already a process in place whereby they give us the annual performance bond and certificates of insurance that we provide the board and the agreement. So that will take place in summer. That's already set up, so we don't have to do that again.
Ms.
Bassanini,
call the roll.
Mr. Bray?
Aye.
Dr. Petrola?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to award a 2014 paving contract, Dr. Petrola. Dr. Petrola showed
up. Yes, I move to award contract number 14-RO1-2014 road improvement program to Michael Passione Contract Incorporated as a low bidder in the amount of $641,105 for the base bid, alternate number one is the amount of $71,480, alternate number two is the amount of $66,670, alternate number three is the amount of $97,761.25. As recommended by the borough engineer, Jason Stanton, in his letter dated July 3rd, 2014, subject to Michael Fascione Contract Incorporated, required insurance certificates, performance bond, payment bond, and review and approval. Same by the borough solicitor.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bassanini?
This is the paving contract that we took out the $1 million loan for. The reason that it's set up in the options are that when we're unsure where the bids are going to fall, we do a base contract and then we add sort of a wish list of streets. And this came in well under the $1 million, so we are going to be able to do all three alternates since we do have the $1 million set aside for it. The total will be $879,066.25. This bid does not include handicap ramps on all of the streets. So since we are under budget, we will speak with our borough engineer and add a few of the handicap ramps in the areas that we deem the highest priority.
Which streets are the first ones?
I'm sorry?
Which are the streets covered by the main?
The main bid will be sections of West Hutchinson. It will be Swissvale Avenue from the Wilkinsburg line to Maple, Maple to Hawthorne, Washington, Ivy.
Are they just coating or are they going to rip?
No, they're going to mill and pave. Mm-hmm. And the roads are based on a road study that our engineer did, ranking the roads from worst to best, and so that way we have an empirical study that we're working our way down. Parts of Savannah will be paved, parts of Mifflin, the dead end part of Mifflin will be paved. The alternates are Race Street, Oakview, and South Braddock from the Swissvale line to Monongahela. It is, yeah. I was pleased at where the numbers came in.
So what did you say about the handicap ramps?
It's not included in the bid. So we're going to create a ramp management program and go in and prioritize where to put in the handicap ramps.
Okay, so there's nothing in the bid spec or the contract that council is considering tonight.
Correct.
Relating to that.
Correct.
And we're treating that as a totally separate map.
Correct.
Will it be necessary to bid that out? What I'm concerned about, here's what I'm concerned about. I'll tell you my concern. We're not
not allowed to break contracts in the parks.
Right.
That's the concern. The borough is very clear on that. And I know we're not doing that, but I just want to make sure that we're not doing something that somebody would point at for no reason.
Correct.
So that's my caution. That's all I'm going to say.
Right. We'll add them in as a change order at the end of the contract on the few streets that we have the budget for.
That's, we can talk about it more. We don't need to decide today. That's the question, whether we would be able to legitimately do it as a change order with this contract, or whether we would have to consider it being completely separate from that. So I'm just alerting you to the issue. We need to sort of
thank you, Mr. Gray, and that's something that Bastianini can check out, and also then talk with the DPW committee, and they can come forward with their recommendation.
Right. And if we can do it as a change order under this agreement, that would be fine. But I need to talk to you about that. Whether there's some urgent price or some basis for doing that in this contract. This, obviously, we don't want to pay the street and then do it later, because that would be more expensive.
Anything else? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll?
Mr. Bright?
Aye.
Dr. Petrola?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Aye, and the motion passes. Business meeting, volunteer fire department is not here. Recreation report?
Are in the middle of t-ball and softball. We have a good number of players this year, especially in the softball league. We were really encouraged by that, because last year we were down on numbers, but this year it's back up. And next Monday, July 14th, we'll have our third movie night. It will start at dusk, and as long as council is okay with me playing a PG movie, we normally try to stick to G, but we are running out of options. We were going to play Despicable Me 2. As long as everybody's okay with the PG movie.
So, Mr. Fuller said, no, I mean, it's on television.
Right.
So,
I saw it once. I'd love to see it again.
Great. Well,
I appreciate you checking with us, and I think we're all familiar with that movie, and so we don't see an issue with that. There are some PGs that you kind of, but not Despicable Me too.
Great. That's all I have.
What was the evening again?
July 14th, next Monday.
Okay.
Thank you. Water Authority report. The Water Authority report, Mr. Fuller.
The main news out of the authority was there is a tentative agreement with the union on a two-year contract. It's 2 years due to the fact that they don't know what's going to happen with health care, teams, just take it to the second, third quarter of 2015, and then there's another 8 month process of negotiation. And the current to be, they're switching the union health care to the same health care plan that the management company has. They estimate that that will save them $30,000 a month. But it's still going to cost them $430 a year for health care. The other interesting thing was there was a woman who showed up and said she was renovating a house that was where her pipe froze. Trickle water coming out of it for 4 days, and she asked that we reduce her bill. Now, what the Water Authority generally does is they call out and say, give them a typical bill so that the sewage is not killing the person. After the woman spoke, the manager told us that she'd actually gone through 200,000 gallons of water. That's one of the things the Water Authority is facing, you know, on a semi-continuing basis. It's also a problem. That's about it.
Any other questions for Mr. Fuller? Thank you. Planning Commission report. Ms. Bastianini, was there anything with the Planning Commission?
There is not. They're meeting at the end of this month. I believe it's September July 22nd to review the first draft of new zoning ordinance.
Thank you. Council of Government report. Minutes for the COG meeting was talking about land banking and how they're looking to proceed with land banking. There was also a discussion about the IOP, Institute of Politics Committee on the Alcosan governance structure, which I sat on with Amanda Settemeyer and a number of folks to talk about the reconfiguration of the Alcosan board. This came out of the Allegheny Conference report that was led by Dr. Cohn. And the discussion, we were approached, the IOP was approached by the county executive and the mayor of Pittsburgh, then Mr. Ravenstahl, to look at how there might be a reconfiguration of the Alcosan board that would represent the 83 municipalities that are involved in Alcosan, as opposed to the county having three appointments and the city having four appointments to the seven appointment board. So the committee has met a number of times, and we voted to approve the draft report, and it should be going to the county exec and the now mayor of Pittsburgh, Mr. Peduto, at some point. There was a manager's advisory committee meeting, and at that time, Jeff Eubinger talked about the Alcosan wet weather plan and also the regional sewer implementation committee and working about transferring trunk lines to Alcosan and the criteria that would be involved with that. There will be a pilot study, pilot projects rather, and I asked Ms. Bassanini to check with Mr. Schomburg about that. There are some northern communities that are interested in being part of that pilot study, or pilot project, and I said that perhaps council would be interested in entertaining that, which would be transfer of our lines that are in 901. So she's going to be getting more of the particulars of that from Mr. Schomburg, and so stay tuned for that. That was really it. There are other meetings that will be, that the manager's meeting was the 18th of June, police chiefs was the 24th of June, Blight Busters was the 23rd, and the board meeting was June 26th.
Well, that's, you can get the $24 in fees and trinkets to take this.
You know. So, yeah, so we're going to find out about that. I think it's, if you recall, we were part of a pilot study, pilot project when we had the borough GIS mapped. Because we're small, we're in only one watershed. So there's an advantage to that. And with the municipalities in the north, and I don't remember exactly who they are part of this pilot, it might be good to have different size municipalities and different watersheds, you know, involved in the study. So, well, more forthcoming. Borough Solicitor Report, Mr. Barry.
Madam President, I am requesting a brief executive session to discuss a litigation matter on the Borough Report.
Will there be potential action following executive session? Okay. Borough Manager Report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you. All of the work for the 2013 sanitary sewer repair project has been completed. Final walkthrough last week. There's a bit of restoration work that remains, but that should be taken care of soon, and then we will be hurtling right into the 2014 sewer repair program. We received a draft of the new zoning ordinance late last week. It was distributed to the Planning Commission, and they will meet to discuss it this month with Jim Paschick, and he will report to Council at its the first meeting in August, he'll come to give a report to council on the draft and how the process is going on that. I mentioned movie night. Council received the SPC road safety audit as well as a draft of the borough's response letter. Please let me know if you had any objections to what was in the draft or if anybody has additions that they want included before we submit that to the SPC. We can discuss it further.
I think it probably at the next meeting we can give an opportunity if council has any response.
Okay, great.
Since the number of council members are on vacation.
Right. The outbound Squirrel Hill Tunnel closure scheduled for this weekend has been canceled. It will be rescheduled for the weekend of August 22nd, which is Community Day. So that's on the horizon that we'll have to tell all of our vendors to come early, come a different route. But our residents should all be here. That's good
<They're>
news.
Stuck here.
And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Any new business to be brought before council? Yes, Mr. Bullard.
You need to call a public safety meeting.
Okay.
Hopefully next Tuesday, but I'll have to check. Tuesday the 14th, 6:30, I'll have to check.
So we'll tentatively schedule one. And if that changes, then. Anything else?
I attended both evenings of the Swissvale Community Days. I thought there were a few things that they do that are worth looking at. And the one thing I liked was the way they had their booths organized. They had them around all four sides of the football field. And then they had a couple other booths in the middle. The music was at one end. But I thought that the circulation was good. They had a big crowd, 1,000 people each night. And a couple other things. Their field is a little bit more wheelchair accessible than ours. There's not a big difference, but there is some difference. There are a lot of wheelchair people there. I don't know how many we get, but I haven't seen very many, but a few. But anyway, it was interesting and might be worth more discussion at some point. They did have a very good turnout. And they had all the teenagers there. They had the little kids and the teenagers and the adults. See, we're missing on the teenagers. We're not getting them. We used to get them, but we don't get them now. So I don't know what happened, but they had about 30 booths arranged around this square. I thought that the circulation pattern was good. We might want to consider rearranging our booths so that we get a circular flow instead of a back and forth flow.
And what kind of booths did they have?
Well, there were a number of food booths. There were a variety of community organizations, including churches. There were various games. There were several throwing games where you throw things at maybe a stack of milk bottles. Knock them down. They had three or four roulette wheel type things. And other games. They had the piggy game that we had last year, which I liked. I thought it was awful cute. And I think we should try and get it again. Maybe we can find somebody who will sponsor it. And I know it's expensive to set up.
You can have all the booths you want as long as we have volunteers to run them. The problem is finding people to run the games who we trust collecting money. That's the issue
mm-hmm.
in the small borough.
Thank you.
I don't want to spend more time on that right now.
June 17th was the EPA meeting. Did we discuss that already? We already discussed that, right? That's a meeting already.
No.
June 17th, the EPA was in town. There were a number of, there were over 200 people that were in attendance. Dr. David McGuigan, who was the EPA director, was there. And basically what he had to say was rather encouraging. He appreciated the work that had been done, understood that more work needed to be done, but also recognized, the EPA has recognized that our consent orders and the consent order of Alcosan were not in sync. And in order to incorporate green infrastructure and to kind of work together, case in point with the transfer of trunk lines and so on, that extensions were going to be needed. And more or less said, that they were going to relook at the timetables of things and basically keep checking in. And as long as there was forward momentum that was able to be documented and validated, things would be progressing. We know that the stormwater management is next. But all in all, I felt that there was more, it was much more conciliatory than I thought it was going to be.
Right.
And he seemed, the EPA and the DEP and the health department seemed to all be on the same page with that. So we'll stay tuned with that, but we'll keep moving forward. We've been doing that, and as long as we keep all together, working together, I think we'll get this done. They were aware of the cost of this and recognized that in order to do the right thing the right way and not sink the communities, that extensions were going to be needed in order to do things most efficiently and effectively. So there were a number of us there representing Edgewood, and we continue to do that. And I think that's really it, other than executive session. Thank you very much.
I told Gary if he comes back in.
We'll see. You got to see council at work.
We'll see you guys.
All right. Thank you very much.